Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
start the morning. We give honor to God and we thank him because God is the author. He is the omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. And I thank God for each and every one of you all this morning. All I can say, my God, what a week. What a week we've been having. My spirit is still on a high. It's still just on a place and just restoring with God. And I'm telling you, if you just continue to search, seek him diligently, you know, not that half-matted, but just actually seeking him, you'll begin to see changes and begin to see different things happening in your life. I just thank God, and we just give God a blessing for who he is and what he's doing. And I'm telling you right now, the best is yet to come. I'm going to say that again. The best is yet to come. You know, God got many things stored up for you. Amen. We thank you again for once again this beautiful Friday over here in the United States of America. We thank God for all our international listeners as well. And we just bless God for what he is doing. And we just thank God for what he is doing. God bless you, Mother Jackson, and also God bless you, Evangelist, co-pastor. God bless you.
Oh, God, precious, precious Heavenly Father. First, we come this morning just giving you the honor and the praise, God. I give honor to Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. And to each and everyone, this morning, I just thank God. We thank God just for another day that he allowed us to see. Hey, out of Osaka, he kept us sheltered all night and up to this day. So we have to say just thank you and give him the glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God, for saving the most of our shape and filling us with the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you for the change on the inside of us, God. We thank you, God, for continuing to wash us in your blood on the most Sunday this morning, God. We're just crying out to you today, God. This nation is crying out to the most shape to you, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that you're opening our ears, God, and letting us to you, and almost say, God, it's you, God. Why, we just thank you, Lord. We lift up every person that has lost a loved one, God, today. We pray, God, that you continue to give them strength, God. Encourage them along the way in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, because of the most shunned of the most shake, God. We realize that you love us, God. Unconditional, God of Oshay, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you because you're still delivering and saving and setting free, even in the midst of the storm, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us, look to the hills today, God. Let them, Oshay, what's coming out here? And realize, let them, Oshay, all our help coming from you, God. We thank you for your strength, God. We thank you for your joy. In the name of Jesus today, God, we thank you how you're just still providing for our household in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, because everything that you tell us, God, is true, God. Let us continue to be obedient and to the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to obey. In the God, obey in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God. In the midst of the song, we still have a praise in our bed, God. We still have a praise upon our lips, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to strip ourselves. Everything is not like you. Hallelujah, under the outside. Oh, God, take it. Wash it in your blood, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, for every listener this morning, God. We pray, God, that you, the most say that you will have them encouraged, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, come to the outside. Let them know, God, it's our way. In the name of Jesus, God, begin to rock them, little shot, let us see how we're rocking them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, but instead of our God, let us have a praise upon our lips, the little shot, death
to give you the glory, Lord. About seven in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, because your fire stripes will heal in the name of Jesus. About six. No matter what we feel on our body to God, let us know it ain't what we feel and what we see. How about shot in the most six? Let us stand on your word like you said in the most shot. Oh, God, let us bow down to the end of our side. We thank you this morning when you open our eyes and breathe on us this morning, God. We begin today to say thank you. Thank you, God, for just another day. Thank you, Lord, these Father, won't take us. Let's look outside of the window to the trees. That's God. Look into the light. That's God. In the name of Jesus, terrible community, we thank you this morning, God. Don't let us take anything for granted, God. Let us be grateful, a grateful generation. I pray this generation, elbow shake, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just about spot to you this morning, God. Continue to do a great work in them, God. In the name of Jesus, elbow shake, God. Every minister that it is, God, he's back in the elbow shot, God. Oh, your praise, man, for God. They kind of emotion, God. Oh, pull down on them. Pull the kind of emotion on them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for doing what you're doing. These things, God, we ask you this morning. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and your precious Holy Ghost. And let your perfect will be done. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. We just thank you, Mother Jackson, for that awesome prayer. And I'm telling you, thank you, God. This is the time to where you want to be in communion with the Lord. You know, and this is the thing that we really tell many of you. I try to tell so many people, you know, don't allow, you know, I thank God that whatever circumstances that happen into individual lives will get them in the face of God. Amen. But don't allow that be your motivation to stay in this face in God. Amen. Whatever calls you or whatever happened in your life or situation or circumstances got you to the point to where you are praying, you are seeking the face of God. Amen. You know, I just thank God for certain situations that happen. But one thing about it, I don't want you to allow that to be the reason why you still in the face of God seeking him. Amen. In other words, this coronavirus, you know, yeah, it caused a lot of people now to get into the face of God, even the people that really did not believe. Amen. Really did not believe. Didn't believe this going to happen. They said this, they said that, but now it really done hit home. But we don't want that to be the reason why you stay in the face of God. Why? Because when everything is all said and done, you know what, you're going to go back to where you used to do, or go back to your old life, go back to things that you never took for serious. I want you to do something for me. Get your own relationship with God. Regardless of what calls you to seek him and get into a place with God right now, regardless of what, but I want you to get into your own place with God. I want you to get into your own place where you commune with him. That way you build a relationship up with God, and you have a constantly seeking him. It's not because of reason, not because of a circumstance, not because of the issue. One thing about us at ABM, this is who we are. Yesterday we had a powerful prophetic interruption last night, and God came with worship and prayer and a prophetic word. That's just who we are. It's not about what's going on, but it's about the relationship that we have with God. And I challenge all of you, you know, just have your own relationship with God. Amen. Just have your relationship with God, because at the end of the day, that is what's going to keep you. That is what's going to help you out through whatever time. Trust me, once we get over this as a country, we get over this situation as a nation, trust me, it's going to be something else going to come. Amen. Something else going to come. It may or may not affect you. But at the end of the day, until the times is over here on this earth, it's going to always be something happening. God bless you, evangelist. I just got a question, you know, how can we sum up this whole week of faith and, you know, that God dropping some things that we even, you know, some people even overlook, you know, don't even see that it was existing in the Bible. I got some feedback, especially over when we show fear pertaining to in the Bible, you know, be afraid, especially when you're doing wrong. You know, it's very shocking. How can we just sum all that up this week, Avenger? I'm Evangelist.
Yes, I'm here, Apostle. I could not hear you.
How can we sum all this up this week, pertaining to the faith and everything that was shared this week? We just sums everything up this week, pertaining to now faith. You know, how can we just sums everything up for this week?
Well, there was a lot of information, and not your information, not my information, the information from God. And how we sum everything up is what you just said. Build your own personal relationship with God. Study thyself to be approved. To trust God, trust the process, trust what he has already put in place, and realize that, again, like scripture said, what has happened before is happening again. God gave explicit instructions to the Israelites exactly what to do, to go in the house, read the Bible, let the Bible be your guide. That's exactly what it was designed for. Trust the true apostles, bishops, prophets. Stop listening to false prophets. How do I know that person is a false prophet? You're studying the scriptures. A false prophet will sit and have you do something like those people are doing now, going into the churches, and you got hundreds of people possibly affected for something that the government has already put in place, a shutdown. Stay in the house, you know. And when you're feeling weary, you sit and you ask God to give you strength. When you don't know, you pray and ask the Holy Spirit to be your guide. When you feeling faint, go to the Word of God, and he'll let you know that I will soar you up like an eagle. We have to truly trust the process based on the words that the Holy Spirit gave Apostle Temple to bring to us this week. I want to make that clear. Because a lot of people sit and say, the Holy Spirit gave him the unction. He trusted the Holy Spirit. He trusts God. And these are the things that's given. Because if you look on social media, and I'm really getting sick of it now, you know, people are sitting and telling people to, you know, do this. The blood of Jesus got you covered. The blood of Jesus do have people covered. Those that are doing what God is telling them to do. Those that are being obedient. Remember, when the Passover, which we are coming up to the Passover, when the Passover came over, when the angel of death came over, the people of Israel, those were the Israelites. Those was the ones that were obedient in their homes, did the slaughtering. Put the blood over. Right now, the government is saying, shut down. Go into your home. If you're in your home and you're being obedient, the angel of death will pass over you. It's just being simply, apostle, being obedient, listening to what God has given you to bring forth, knowing the sheep from the wolves, realizing who's real and who's not. A person that genuinely is doing the will of God, they're not going to tell you to do anything to hurt yourself. And lastly, what we need to understand, God is in control of everything. God is in control. This is a time that you should be pulling closer to your family, paying attention to your children, getting your finances in order, studying your word more, building an intimate relationship with God. And as the apostles say,
not let this be, not let a problem make you call on the name of Jesus. Let it be a way of life. Back over to you, Apostle.
Yes, please let it be a way of life, peoples of God, and we have to be a way of life, you know. And for, you know, some people, you know, get people get offended about you know, evangelists, about false prophet, and they begin offended about being called a false prophet. Well, you know, I gave a little teaching a while back pertaining to, I think it was in our leadership class about false prophet. You got to understand something. Just like in the Bible, when Jesus asked them, say, who do you say I am? And everybody says, some is this, some is that. But Peter was like, you are the Son of God. Then Jesus said, heaven and earth have not revealed that to you, but my Father in heaven have. You know, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, when you read down a little further, it's Jesus began to tell them the coming of his, the coming of the death, coming of the crucifixion, because it was his purpose. Then Simon Peter, once again, the one he blessed, one he called out, he came before him and he said, oh, no, Lord, no. Went to start speaking against his purpose. Immediately, Jesus recognized that this is not Simon Peter, this is of the devil, amen? And he says, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. So he had to rebuke the devil. One minute he blessed the man, the next minute he had to rebuke him. You got to understand something, because, you know, you know somebody, they got a great run, but that doesn't mean we are immune from the enemy. If we tell you, or if I tell you something that thus says God, and God didn't say that, that makes me a false prophet. What is a false? False is something lie. False is something that is not true. False is something that is just totally going against what God established, going against laws, going against rules. That's make you a false prophet right then. You could be a false prophet for 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. You know, you could be an individual that walks in that area of falseness. So we got to understand that. It's not something, this picture that individual painted like, okay, these are these people or certain group of people, and they just walk around being false prophet. No, false prophet could be in the pulpit for about 15 seconds. False prophet could be in the pulpit for about 30 minutes, you know. So we got to be careful our discernment, how we discern things. Amen. So eventually I just really want to clear that up and just get people to understand anybody can be a false prophet. You know, if you decide to be an individual that you are a mouthpiece for God, you're a mouthpiece for God. As soon as you come and say, God said, thus said, you are speaking as the mouthpiece of God, regardless if you have the office or the calling on your life or not. You are representing at that moment. As soon as you say, thus says God, God told you this, show you, regardless if you have the office on you or not, you are representing God, because you are representing the brand. And who is the brand? He is the brand. Amen. No different than I say, well, I go and put on a Popeye's uniform and I'm standing behind the counter. They never hired me. I never filled out the proper credentials or the paperwork. But at the end of the day, I've been insulted a customer. And if I assaulted the customer, who do you think that customer coming at? That customer is coming at that brand. That customer is coming at Popeyes. Even though I haven't been hired, but I'm still representing it. I'm still carrying the name. I'm still carrying the logo, because now I'm representing. They don't know I'm representing. I'm not hired. You know, people don't know, you know, that, hey, I don't know if you hired or not. Amen. All I know, you representing the brand. I like what you hear. And that's what people join. They begin to cling to. We got to be careful with that stuff. Amen. We got to be very careful, you know. So let's make sure we representing God correctly. And the way you represent God correctly is you having your own relationship with God. you have your own relationship with God. Amen? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And you begin
Amen.
To walk in faith. Understand this. I walk in faith. I love to walk in faith. I'm a faith walker. I'm a water walker. But at the end of the day, I'm not crazy. I'm not going to insult folks. Amen? It's even by us trying, if I decide to purchase something, if I decided to purchase something, I'm not going to insult somebody and say, well, I'm a man of God. I'm going to get it from this here. No, I'm going to, you know, find out what the value for what I want. And if the value for what I want, and the person trying to sell something more than a value than what it's worth, I make them an offer. I'm not going to try to cut your legs, cut your throat, because you got to understand that people, you know, people got livelihood. People got this, and people, you know, we have that. And we just can't just say, well, have this reckless faith, and that we call faith, but it's been very reckless, been very selfish, you know, and, you know, just really looking out for us. We don't want to do that. Amen. We want to walk into the thing of God, want to walk into the will of God, and let's walk into it. And most of all, just have your own relationship. I know this week it don't worked out so many people, further as coming to the place and let's go and worship in the morning. Then a lot of us, once we get out in the morning, we back into seeking the face of God, and further in that afternoon, it don't put a lot of work out on us. Amen. And a lot of us, we should see where we at. You know, we should see where we at spiritually, and this is where a place to where let me get more closer to God. Amen. Let me get more closer to God. What you think, Evangelist? What you have to say?
I think you're absolutely correct, but you know, not only you have public figures now that's on TV calling on and giving prayers, you know, giving prayers for the nation. That's something that you didn't see before. You have people just really publicly calling out on Jesus right now. You do have more people seeking God's face. And that is exactly what God is looking for. You're building that relationship with him. People realizing who he is. That's what's needed. We need to always identify who is the head of our life, who is our way maker, who is our healer, who's the person that's bringing us and carrying us through. And that's who's carrying us through this. You're absolutely right, Apostle. Apostle?
I just want to make this last point before we get to the point to where, you know, we say peace, God bless you and love you. Amen. You know, one thing I realized and I found out, when people have enough of something, they don't have no desire. They don't have no desire or no I'm gonna put a little oomph or a spark about themselves trying to attain it, because they have enough of it. And when people also feel as though they have enough of God, enough of prayer, enough of worship, they feel as though they don't have no desire. That is a poverty. I want to tell y'all something. That is a poverty mindset, because that's a mindset spiritually you trying to live a paycheck to paycheck. And once everything begins to wear out in your life, now you need to go and try to hustle to pay another bill, or hustle to try to pay your spirit or get your spirit back up or get you in worship. That's why in all things you got to seek God diligently. The Bible talks about diligently seeking God. Amen? Diligently. And we got to get out of that place to where we get to the point to where we are trying to seek God and everything. Amen. Amen. And we've got to seek God diligently. Amen. So let's get ready. Let's begin to seek God diligently into the things of the into the Lord. Let's not wait until, okay, I got enough prayer. I've been praying all week. I feel the presence of God. I got enough worship. And I'm going to tell y'all something. That's the trickery of the enemy. That's your flesh. Amen. Because you never can get enough prayer. You never can get enough worship. You could never be in the presence of God. Amen. You never. That's another mindset that in the spirit of God, that is is a poverty mindset. That's a spirit of lack that comes in because it always wants you to just make sure you just have enough to sustain you where you're at right now. You got to have more than enough. In this day and time, I realize you have to have more than enough. You just don't wait till a storm comes, then all of a sudden now I need to gather myself back up. No, you need to keep on going. When prayer, you need to stay in it. You got a family, a church family that's seeking God or in prayer, you need to stay in it. Regardless if you charged up or not, you need to stay in it, regardless of what. I'm telling you, that is your keeper. Because there's going to be times to where you're going to wish you stayed in prayer, in a praying place, in a worship place, because now circumstances hit you. It's almost like it's a struggle trying to get into a worship, a struggle trying to get into a prayer. Don't allow the enemy to steal your worship because you feel good right now. Don't allow the enemy to steal your prayer life because you feel good right now, because you feel as though you're in a best, a good place. You do everything that you were supposed to be doing. You're in the will of God. Don't allow the enemy to steal you. Amen? Don't allow the enemy to steal you. What you think on that coming evangelist that we get ready to say peace, my God, to the peoples of God?
I just want to back up what you said, Apostle. Please, let me just tell you all. You can sit and feel. I just can't understand the mentality of someone saying that or not wanting to seek the face of God, because it is God and only God that wake us up every morning. We have something to be thankful about every single second. Every time a breath is taken, we have something to be thankful about. It may not be what we want, but God provides our every need. So, therefore, and I can tell y'all, I'm only speaking for myself. I walk very closely with God and then just sat and said, you know what, I got enough, whatever. No, God just, and then when I started praying, I felt like he was nowhere around. I felt like had then left me when I left him. You know, we have sit and keep God first. You have to, because you never, it's the little things that we miss. We always looking for something bigger, but God loves us unconditionally. Well, we should always keep in our mind that he sacrificed his only begotten son. He sacrificed when we hungry. It may not be a filet mignon steak, but it may be some pork and beans and hamburger. God is feeding us during this time right now. Those that may have been in a situation to be evicted, God has given you a place to stay. Those who cars may have been ready to be repossessed, God is keeping you there. Those of us that may not sit and have employment, God is preparing a stimulus check. Don't get it twisted. God is doing all of these things. Those that wasn't even getting medical condition, medical treatment, now they able to call somebody or go someplace. It may be a long, drawn-out situation, but God is there. God is sending people to the door. God is providing when you need the tissue, you need the food. He's putting somebody in place to give you what you need. So what are we giving him?
That's right.
What do we give God back? We have to give him back his praises. We have to give him back his worship. We have to give him back his prayer. He is the king. He is the great I am. He is the everything, our everything. So we have to continue to show him, God, you are my everything. God, you are the head of my life. God, I just want to sit and sing a song to you, Father God. God, I need to ask you a question. Not go to my neighbor. No, I need to ask you, God. And then I may want to go to my neighbor and say, this is what God gave me. And then I got to sit down and be patient and give him the answer. How can we not walk with God every single day? How can we not? This COVID-19, what man meant for evil, God turning it to good. I told you all from the beginning of this segment right here that some people are going to come out of this more prosperous. Some people medical treatment going to be a little bit better. Some people housing situation is going to be a little bit better. People, God is in control, and we have to give him his honor. We have to give him his glory. You have to do this every single day of your life. You don't have to sit and say a long, drawn-out prayer. Father, I thank you. Father, look how beautiful your sky is. God created the sky.
Yes.
Not man.
Yes.
The trees, when
Amen.
The trees going back and forth,
yes.
God
yes.
is
yes.
the trees go back and forth.
Yes.
He's having them sing and dance. We have to sit and open up our eyes. And the best way is to continue to call on God in every aspect of your life. Not when you're in trouble, not when you're wrecking with pain, but to call on him, just God, I need you. God, I love you. God, you're wonderful. You're almighty. Just give him his praises. And once you continue to do that, I mean, it's just something in your heart that will sit and just do some miraculous things. Remember, God examines our heart. The heart speaks to our amygdala, our mind. And you know what? A renewing. A refreshing come there. You're not looking behind your back to see what's going on because you're doing what's right. You're sitting and you're marching forward and you're just trying to please God, not man. And you, I'm sorry, Apostle, but we have to. You have to build that relationship with God. I can't say it enough. I just can't. Every core in my body tell you that, because sometimes when you need it, because you have it, your answer may be longer to get, but when you sitting and you communing with him, he sometimes answers you right away, whether it's what you want to hear or what you don't want to hear. Commune with God, because he first loved us, so we need to show him that we love him too. We need to show him that he's the focus point of our life. Continue saying, even when you hurt me, even when you hungry, call on God, because his word will never come back void. He's not a man, so therefore he's not going to lie. We have to pray. We have to pray. Back to you, Apostle.
You know, there is nothing right, Evangelist, across the board with everything you shared with it, you know. And this is why the saints of God, you don't want to get to the place to where, you know, you're depleted. You know, you got to constantly diligently seek in the face of the Lord. You know, you got to constantly seek in him and keep seeking his face, because yet why he is found. Because I'm telling you, it's not easy to where try to get back where you once was. You know, I tell people, you know, the things that happened to me, my spirit stay morse. Because I constantly try to keep myself into the presence of God, or constantly try to keep myself talking to the Lord, you know, for it can stay moist. And you have to do that. You don't want to be an individual that just have a poverty spiritual mindset. And there's so many people that has a poverty spiritual mindset to where they don't need God until something transpires in their life. Then they get charged back up. Then they're going back out, get charged back up. You know, stop playing with your spirit, saints of God. Let's diligently build your relationship up with him. And really what happened is we know the source, or we know someone that can fix it, and that's the Lord. We know someone that can help us, and we know it's the Lord. We know that it's someone that can be a blessing to us. We know that it's the Lord. Amen. We know that. So since we know that, and now a lot of mindset, that means, you know, I don't go after the Lord until I need something to be fixed. Until I need to be blessed. Until then, we've realized, and this is where I came to my realization, that, you know, not everybody God wants you to touch, because some people put themselves in a certain situation. We have the chance now that the Bible declares, seek God while it's day. When night comes, no man cannot find or seek him. Amen. Seek God while you have light. Seek God while it's day. Baby, I know things is going good for you. That's what God wants you to be. I want to stay in the best blessed place. I don't want to go up and down. I'm blessed one minute, next minute I'm not blessed. I'm good one minute, next minute I'm struggling. No, you got to have self-discipline. I pray this morning that many of you, peoples of God, will have self-discipline. self-discipline to where they are living their life and staying in a communion with God. Don't allow the enemy to zap you or zap your praise. As a matter of fact, let's take the enemy out of it. Don't allow your life or you yourself to take you out of for where you don't build up or everything you built up with the Lord. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that because it's a struggle. It's a struggle trying to get back to what you have. Amen. Evangelist, it's just a struggle. And I try to warn so many people, don't go that way because it's a struggle trying to get back. Amen. You got to understand, saints of God, you know, God want to commune with you. Regardless of what got you to the face of God, it's not none of our business. That's not none of us. All I want you to understand to have to keep that relationship with God. What caused you, I don't want it to stay there. Regardless if it's a lack of finances that caused you to get in the face of God. Well, don't let that be the reason to let you stay there, because I want you to know God for yourself. I want you to know God that He is bigger than a healer. He's bigger than a blesser. He's bigger than a waymaker. He's bigger than that. God want to have a relationship with you and you and you. And I'm telling you right now, while He is yet here, diligently, let's seek the God Almighty. Amen? Let's seek Him diligently.
Amen.
And I cannot stress that enough. Why He's here, seek Him. Don't get all fatty. You know, you get all fatty, you don't feel like, don't you know how we do when we don't eat a good meal, we get sluggish, we get the itis, we ready to go to sleep. Well, a lot of people do that in the spirit as well. They feel as though, oh, I'm so full now. Oh, I got the spirit in me. I got it all in me. And now we get the itis. We don't feel like doing this. I don't have to do this. I don't have to be conscious of this. And you remember, I'm pretty sure that everybody on the line eventually could remember when it been times to where you go through a struggle, you go through times, you know, you go through things. Nobody don't have to tell you for prayer. You go to looking for prayer. Nobody don't have to tell you you need to get up and worship. Sometimes it gets so heavy till you try to figure out who having a church service in your neighborhood. Where is the revival going on around you? Because while things get so heavy in your life, you just ready for that contact. Nobody don't have to tell you. But I notice with people when they start get fatty in their life, when they start getting fatty naturally, they try to get fatty spiritually. We don't have that type of passion anymore. We don't have that type of looking. I just need to get into a prayer. I need to get in something with God, because folks' lives starting to get fatty. And now when we go to seek Him, because we're going through a trial, something is going up. Baby, let me tell you something. I want you to try this. I want you all that is listening, especially internationally, I want you to try this. I want you to go ahead and give God a praise now. I want you to give Him a praise now. I want you to give Him a worship now. And what I mean about now, I mean your bills are paid. Things are good. Things is looking on the up and up. Things is taken care of in your life. So right now, this is where you need to give God the biggest worship, the biggest praise. This is where you need to stay in the presence of God. Why? Because when circumstances may come in your life, you already have enough stored up in heaven. You already have enough worship stored up. You already had enough prayer stirred up. You know, y'all hear me, to where your storehouse going to be supplying to you. Your reserve line going to be supplying to you. People that doesn't have enough stirred up, they go looking for somebody to give them something. Amen? They don't have a storehouse. You don't have nothing stirred up. What you got in your cabinets, that's all you got. You don't have another reserve anywhere. People have that in the spirit realm. And because of that, we get bamboozled, we get trapped, because now we're looking for the best shanana, the best speaking in tongue, the best prophetic word, the best somebody going to give me something pertaining to my situation, regardless if it get me all twisted up. We ain't thinking about if it get it all twisted up. All we thinking about, I need something right now. I'm going through something right now. I'm empty. I need to be refilled. I'm dry. Amen? That's why you got to constantly keep a praise in your mouth. Constantly keep a prayer in your heart. Constantly stand seeking God. Y'all hear me? Constantly. Amen? Then you won't get caught up into this stuff. Your discernment will be on point. My God, you will be sharp. You will be on point. You'll be sharp. And when God begin to speak, a lot of times it's going to be confirmation to you, because God been already released it into your spirit. Amen? So we got to constantly, diligently seeking God for ourselves. Can't wait on a pastor to make another a virtue or a online service. I can't wait on that. I need to go ahead and seek God for myself. I can't wait for the next phone call so we can have a prayer meeting. I can't wait on that. I got to seek God for myself. I can't wait on when we have another prophetic speaking or prophetic school of the prophet. Can't wait on that. I got to seek God for myself. And I want you all to understand that you have to seek God for yourself. I hopefully after next week, sometime after next week, that God lead me to teach on the different dimensions and the different levels and the different strategies of prayer so you can understand your different types of prayer that you're giving up. Amen. I really want to teach on that and for you could constantly have a relationship with God. And I truly believe that once you really understand these different types and different levels of prayer that as scripture laid them out, it will take your prayer life to a whole another place and to a whole another level. One thing that I found out, women of God, I found out that when you understand what you're doing, it will help you to shoot in your growth like never before. When you understand exactly what you're doing, it will take you so far in the spirit. It'll take you so far in God. And it also will strengthen your relationship with God when you totally have understanding of what you're doing. And I truly believe that God is bringing understanding right now. Saints of God, I don't think an evangelist could put any more on it. We could put anything else on this, have another spin for this morning. Other than, listen, you know, you got to stand the face with God. We got to get the proper information for we can apply the proper faith. We got to understand that we are not bigger, regardless of what. Your pastor is not bigger than the law. Your apostle, your bishop is not greater than the law. No prophet is not greater than the law. Regardless of what they say, we're not of this world or not of this kingdom and all this kind of nonsense. You better believe my fleshly body still live here. My natural body still live here. And we got to understand, we got to become subject upon the something. Amen. And if anybody got a rebellious move going on, it's just all over the place. Got to be careful of the leadership that you stand on. Amen. We have to be subject up under somebody because I'm not bigger than the law. Regardless of what I say, I'm not bigger than the law. Amen. I just pray and believe to where things do get bad or things do get crazy with the Antichrist, we ain't going to be here. We ain't going to be here for all that there. Amen. I'm not going to be here. I'm really going to be in the heaven. From Revelation 12, the 12th chapter on all the way to the last chapter, I don't have plans to experience that. I don't have plans being here for all that. Amen. I just want to go and you know, we just be with the Lord. Until then, listen, you're not bigger. I don't care who what they say and what they say God says. You know, God is not going to have you to come against and be defiant to leadership to get you in trouble. No, that's not going to happen. I can care less what they say. Don't allow somebody to have you to test God. We showed you in the book of Matthew where Jesus even had to stand against the temple and say, thou shalt not test the Lord thy God. Don't allow somebody to put you in that position because you might not come out of it. Amen? You might not come out the right way, and it might be some consequences that will hit your life. Saints of God, let's seek God while we have a chance. I know many of you, your spirit has been filled, especially if you've been riding with us all week. Your spirit has been filled. You are being filled. This is the time to where you need to increase your prayer, increase your worship. This is the time you need to push even harder. Because when trials and different things might hit you in your life, let's be honest, you don't pray like you used to, even though you still got a sincere prayer. You don't fast like you used to, even though you got a sincere fast. You don't worship like you used to, but even though you got a sincere worship. Because why? Something in life came and knocked the sting out of you. We all go through that. No matter who you are, something in life can hit you and take a little breath out of you. Even though we know that God is the sustainer and the provider. Sometimes I need to pull from where my storage bank at. I need to withdraw from what I have stored up. I need to withdraw from my praise sometimes because I get so heavy. I need to withdraw from my worship sometimes because things and situation, it could be a burden. And as I withdraw from things that we already have stored up, guess what? I keep getting the strength because I already stored up. Use this time if you're in your blessed time, in your blessed season, to store up your prayer, to store up worship, to stir up. Keep calling on the name of the Lord, while yet he is found. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to see he's a keeper. Keep following his instructions. It's a blessing when God talks to you and give you instructions. It's a blessing when God shows you instructions. Regardless of where it comes from, he shows you instructions, shows you his will and his way. There's a blessing. There's a keeper into that. And I'm telling you right now, God wants to keep you. Any final words, Evangelist, for this morning? Amen. Any final words do you have?
No, people, just be safe. Do what the executive orders are telling you. And trust God. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And have a beautiful weekend. And just know God is with you. He's carrying us all through.
Amen.
Amen. Laugh. Get joy. Sometimes you need to go ahead and find some laughter and play a little games with your family around the house. Amen. Just have a great time and laugh and rejoice. Amen. Do not take this fun and sting out of life, because at the end of the day, God is the one that gave life. God is the one that give life. So at the end of the day, let's continue to enjoy and let's continue to have a great time in the Lord. I don't know about you, but my goodness, we've been going so hard. I'm going to take me a little breather today myself and have a little laugh and whatever. Amen. Because God is good. And that don't make you, my God, non-human or non-spiritual. That make you human. God bless you all. We thank God for you all. And I'm telling you right now, now faith is the subject of the things to hope for and the evidence of the things that is not seen. God finna bring some things to pass that you've been praying for and you have not seen it manifest. It's going to be manifest in your life. We thank God for each and every one of you. This has been ADM this week. What a powerful time. Listen, next week is going to go even higher. Amen. We got different pastors,
Amen.
Different pastors from different places. They're going to be on next week. Amen. Interceding. We got Bishop Davis. We're going to be on next week. Going to be interceding. It's going to be like a revival that is going to take place next week. Amen. And we want to be there to be a blessing to you. So we're going to go higher, my God, on next week. You thought this week was a blessing. Well, next week going to be a blessing. Listen, also, I want you to tune back in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for our brothers, when they're going to become and bring forth words of encouragement, words of different things. We supposed to have it last night, but the Holy Ghost interrupted it. And one thing about me, very obedient to the Holy Ghost. Once he shows up, once he says, got to say, all the agenda that we had is thrown out the window. So now we're going to bring it on the Sunday. Amen. For God could do this Saturday, for God could do what he got to do, for we could bless the Lord. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. Join in this Saturday. Many of you don't got nothing. We ain't doing anything anyways. We at the house, we probably in the bed. So you might as well just tune in and get your soul blessed. Until then, we just want to say,
Amen.
God bless you. We thank you for trusting us. Amen. For trusting us as your spiritual family, as your family, church, international, internet, or social media family. We just thank you for, regardless of where I place that in your heart, we say thank you. Amen. Not for only me, but also for co-hosts as well, and our praying mother. We love you. We thank God for you. We're going to be hearing for you again, and we bless God for you. Until then, good night. My God, morning, and have a great afternoon or wherever you at in the world. God bless you. We out. Thank you.